Now we'll just continue with our thought for the younger folk. Perhaps we'll just announce the text first, because the young folks' talk is relevant to it. In verse 11 of Luke chapter 2. Luke 2 and verse 11. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. Unto you. I expect, like me, you've noticed the busy postman the last week or so, going from door to door in your street or road, and as you've seen him, or it may be her, going along the road, you've wondered if one will come to your house, or perhaps more than one. It's very nice to see the letters and the cards and the greetings going into other people's houses. But, of course, it's particularly good when you see the postman stop at your gate and make his way to your door and put something through the letterbox. But then again, when those cards and letters arrive, the first thing you do when they come through the door is go down and see who they're addressed to. The postman's got it right so far, you see, the address on the envelope, but once he's put it through the door, his duty is finished. He's delivered it to, we hope, the right home or house. But now, what happens? Why, those inside, they look at the envelope. You don't just rush down and open all the letters that come through the door, do you? You stop a minute and you look to see who they're addressed to. Unto who, if you like, those messages, those greetings, those cards are addressed. Well, of course, some of them may be addressed to the whole family. We get quite a number like that that come to Mr. and Mrs. Kilminster and family, or something like that. Well, that's very nice. So one member of the family opens them, but the greetings are for all. Well, that is very nice to think of a friend or a relative who has embraced all of you in loving greetings, in a message of goodwill. But there's nothing quite like having one with your name on it, is it? When there's one that's addressed to you personally. And when you open the greetings, there it's from so-and-so, a friend or a relative or someone, a personal greeting from that one, and it is addressed to you personally. It's got your name on the envelope. It's got the name of the person that has remembered you and sent good wishes, and it's got your name perhaps again inside. And that really is the best of all greetings. So it's wonderful to see the postman busy, and you know that others are receiving a message of goodwill. It's nice when one comes to your house and you can share in it, but it's particularly wonderful when it unto you personally. And you know, the gospel's like that. Salvation is like that. There's a sense in which the gospel is preached throughout the whole world, and we rejoice that Christ is preached. There's a way in which the gospel is preached, and we hope is being preached today in many churches and chapels up and down this land and throughout the world. The blessed good tidings of the coming of the Saviour and of sins forgiven and the gift of God, which is eternal life. We rejoice that this is so, that churches and congregations will come under the sound of the gospel today. But there's nothing like having a message that's addressed to you. And that's the wonder of the gospel. The Lord Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice." Do you remember how Samuel was called? How the Lord called Samuel, Samuel? That was a direct message. It was addressed to him. And it was to that call that he responded. And you know, that is what every true believer longs for. They want a message of greeting and goodwill. Oh, they appreciate, we all do, our Christmas cards and season greetings. But above all, as we come to God's house, not only today, but on all occasions, we want something that's addressed to us. One hymn has it something like this. I am listening, Lord, for thee. What hast thou to say to me? And so just as we look at the letters that come through the letterbox, is there one for me? So the people of God come to his house. Is there something for me? Well, may we all prove it to be so. Not only this day, but on all occasions when we wait upon him. We want an unto you.